somebody to judge me.
You killed innocent people.
The means to an end.
You started a massacre.
I caused the revolution.
You betrayed the law.
I see you are practiced in worshipping things that fly.
Hulkamania is running wild like it's never ran before.
It's over 9,000.
What?
Rise before Zod.
Bitches leave.
Kneel before Zod.
The worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Remember, there's always madness. Woo-hoo. Madness is the emergency exit.
Here it comes! A little going away!
That was the answer. You heard it here for NSA.
He will be on Capes and Scales doing his podcast.
Yeah, if somebody wants to listen.
And if you don't want to listen, just let me know. I'll take this fucker right off.
Don't tell him that.
All right, let's get into it. Marvel, Comixology, and Amazon are expanding their online comic library. The deal is going to put 12,000 more comics online as a digital download. It's a lot of goddamn comics. Mm-hmm. How you feel about that?
When it comes to regular books, I'm all about not having them because they're heavy and I don't want to move them. So I'm just making the switch to reading everything on my phone because, mm-hmm. like, I have a phone and I can just read books on that. So why am I going to move boxes of books around? But when it comes to comics, I feel differently because mm-hmm. I'm like, I want my comics.
Yeah.
So I'm all about physical comics. I have no interest in reading comics online or on my phone. I just want to actually have them, even though I have to carry them around. So it's weird. I feel one way about the one format. I feel another way about the other format. I think eventually... It might take a long time, but I think all comics are going to be online.
Like, I hope not.
I hope not, too, but I think kids who are growing up reading them online or on Amazon, they're just not going to understand the appeal of collecting. So I think it's good and bad in a way. It's like it preserves the medium forever. You know, you have whatever that, like, Amazing Fantasy 15, like, on that hard drive and maybe in the Library of Congress, and it's going to, like, persist for all of eternity. Mm-hmm. The digital format, you know, even when the books are, like, crumbled to dust. But
right.
on the other hand, you're going to lose that cool collector feeling. But
right.
people will know about it. You can't miss what you never had. So if you never knew that comics used to be in books and people used to collect them and get them CGC'd and
right.
look for every fucking little imperfection on the cover, then you're not going to miss it, you know?
When Barnes & Noble's goes down, that's when you know.
Ooh.
That's when you know.
Oh, did you turn your phone off?
I did. So, fuck you, Hakeem. By the way, Hakeem's podcast is not on Capes and Scales anymore.
Ooh,
burn.
Sick burn.
Now, if Tim dropped a podcast every time someone made fun of him,
yeah,
be
no,
dead
there's
air.
Nothing on there.
Yeah. That's usually everybody's favorite part. So, yeah, no, I agree. I like tangible comics, but I also see the appeal of, like, hey, I watched Daredevil on Netflix. I want to get every issue of Daredevil. Well, drop the money in digitally and just get it because it's cheaper.
Yeah.
Do they have audio comics?
They have.
It loses a little something.
They have.
Yeah, I feel
they
like
have motion comics
same too.
They have motion comics.
So Flash animation, pretty much.
They just slightly animate panels and they read over them.
Yeah, that's weird. I never.
Yeah,
I'd rather either read it or watch a cartoon, but I don't want to sort of read watch a cartoon.
They should just make all comics into cartoons for me.
They're getting
man. I'll tell them. Tell them to get on.
Let them know I want that.
I will.
I'd rather buy little mini DVDs or something.
Or just rent them from the library.
Yeah, or rent
there it
from
is.
The library. 13th in the queue.
The Fantastic Four movie has its official restaurant partner. You want to take a guess at who's partnering with
McDonald's.
That movie?
Denny's.
It is Denny's.
Whoa, fuck yes!
Nailed it!
It is Denny's.
I felt it.
Yep.
Denny's loves those movies, man.
Yep. So now, if you go to Denny's right now,
you know
can
our
get...
our shitty eggs.
You can get shitty eggs.
They need something to get
and we'll light you on fire, like
you
the
get...
fire dude. I don't even know his fucking name.
Fire dude.
Human Torch.
Human Torch, like, there it is.
It's not a health code violation.
We'll light your ass
promotion
on fire like the Human Torch.
There are Thing Burgers.
Oh, man.
Oh yeah,
they
I really
were
want.
They were already Thing Burgers.
Invisible Woman Slam. What a great name!
Wow.
The Invisible Woman Slam.
You just
slam
get a fucking plate.
You've got to be
that's
kidding.
It.
Yeah, there's.
You don't see it. You don't see it. It's on there.
$9.95 Invisible Breakfast.
The Invisible Woman Slam. What a horrible name! And then the Human Torch Skillet.
Yeah, this is horrible.
Yep.
Ouch.
Yep.
I saw a movie poster for that Fantastic Four movie, and Reed Richards, like, I don't care, like, Human Torch is black, fine, everyone else new actors, whatever, but Reed Richards should not be young. He's like a hot young guy, like, I don't...
Isn't he like a Gray Fox, though, in the comics?
Yeah. Like...
That's an attractive older man, if you guys didn't know that.
Yeah. That's what he should be. An attractive older man. He's like, yo. Right. And we're back. I've always wanted to say that.
All right. Well, you can just say it any time.
And we're back.
There it is. I apologize for the world working against us today, but that's fine. It happens. It doesn't happen often. I can't get too mad. So, and we beat the dog. The dog's dead now.
You have to. They really learn a lesson if you beat him to death.
Yeah. Probably won't do that again. Hakeem, you wanted to talk about some stuff?
As it relates to
the Human Torch.
Human Torch, there. I was going to say Fire Guy.
But the Human Torch,
I found out that he's not supposed to be an African American. Well, that sounds kind of mean, but in the comics, he's a white dude, but in the movie, he's an African American. And let's find out why. Tim, why?
Well, really, what it comes down to is the director really likes that actor, and he worked with him before, so he wanted him in the movie, which is fine.
What is that guy from?
Chronicle, which is the director's...
The fuck is Chronicle?
It's some sci-fi movie.
I don't know.
I didn't watch it. It's a sci-fi movie.
So is him and Sue Storm, are they adopted siblings in the...
They have said that they're not, which is the thing that everybody's like, well, what the hell? We're like, okay, well, is one parent black in this instance? No.
Yeah, but why would one kid come out black and the other one come out white?
I mean, that happens.
The milkman?
No, does it?
The milkman.
No.
But it's not like...
Just straight up...
Like, it can happen.
African-American dude, white chick. From a black...
I mean, that'd be a pretty extreme case, yeah. But I believe it is biologically possible.
I liked your theory better.
Oh, yeah, I had a horrible theory where when he turns into the Human Torch, he gets charred. So he's not really...
Oh, that is pretty racist.
Yeah, so he's not... we could say it's racist, or we could say it's really funny, but, you know, I would lean towards really
it's
funny.
One or the other.
Yeah, I mean, like...
Not both.
You know, I like black people. Throw it out there. I'm not racist. It's just a funny observation I made. Because things, when they get charred, they turn black.
You know, Hitler had some funny observations.
And if you want to talk to Hakeem about any of his observations, he's usually can be found at the library. Just go hit him all up. He's
with
there
children.
With his child.
African-American children, too. So you know I'm not racist.
That doesn't mean he's not racist. Anyway. Moving forward, Jurassic World beat the Avengers to be the highest grossing opening weekend movie of all.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Interesting, right? Dinosaurs. And I heard it wasn't that good, but I don't know. I've heard mixed things.
I heard it wasn't bad.
Mm-hmm. I've heard mixed things. So maybe it wasn't as good as that hype.
Neither of you guys have seen it?
No.
That's super surprising. I thought you guys would have seen it.
No, I don't care. I have not.
I'll go on
record and say I haven't even seen the entirety of the original Jurassic
World.
Well, I saw it 5 times in the theaters when I was a child.
Yeah,
that movie's great.
Dinosaurs, I was like, oh.
Most people are all about it. I've seen it all in bits and pieces over the years. And unfortunately, I saw Jurassic Park 2 in the theater.
Ooh, sorry.
Ooh.
But I've never even seen the original, so I wasn't quite on the Jurassic bandwagon.
Mm. Well, Kevin Feige is the guy who heads up Marvel's movie division, tweeted a funny pic congratulating Jurassic World for beating the Avengers, with Chris Pratt on top of a T-Rex that is holding Thor's hammer.
Ooh, nice.
And it has the other Avengers like in the foreground. It's like a painted picture.
Nice.
Looking all confused. And people are like, why would he do that? It's like, well, you know, Chris Pratt's Star-Lord for at least 5 movies. So, yeah, we want to make it like, oh, yeah, Chris Pratt, good job.
Yeah.
You're the best.
We got him, too.
Oh, by the way, we have him.
Yeah, that's great.
And the #2 highest grossing movie ever.
Yeah, that's fine. Like, you can't be that upset about it. Hey, like, you guys made $2 billion. We only made $1.9 billion.
Right.
Whoa, big corporate war. So everyone's rich.
It was a little tongue-in-cheek, but it was kind of funny because people were like, why? And it's like, of course, why?
Nice.
Yeah. So. Like, why not? That's cool. You know? Mm-hmm. Like, shucks, you made 3 million billion more than us.
Oh, dread. This is a quick little blurb. Devil's Due Comics and One First Comics, which used to just be First Comics, are merging into one big company. Why is that relevant? Because neither one of them has had really regular books in a minute. They both have been big in the past as far as indie books. They are going to have 6 original graphic novels in 2015 and 5 ongoing series now. And the appeal of those companies, particularly First back in the day, was it got a lot of DC and Marvel creators because they were not obligated to follow the comics code. So they were kind of like Image before Image.
How did they get around that?
I don't honestly know. But they weren't subject to the comics code. They were independent. Hmm. The comics code was just created to get rid of the horror comics of the 70s. The DC horror stuff.
What's the comic code?
The comic code was created back in the day to say you can't have over-the-top violence, sexuality. It's just like the ratings that are on TV shows now. Except if you violated it, you would get fined and stuff. And
so there's no nudity in comics whatsoever?
Oh, there is now.
Oh, yes.
The comics code's been gone for a minute.
Out of curiosity for the viewers, what comics have nudity in them?
A lot of them. Go to Image.
Nice.
Image has a lot of nudity. That's where you go.
I'll check it out.
I know you will. So
that would be a fun Wikipedia article to read.
Mm-hmm.
The comics code.
The comics code is definitely worth reading. Learn about how horrible that was, and all the censorship, and, you know, go support your old school horror books, because they were the ones who suffered. That's why Morbius the Living Vampire is a living vampire. He was just a vampire, but no, he's living to get around the comics code.
Oh, you can't have a dead vampire.
You couldn't have vampires and undead characters, zombies. There was, like, a lot of weird restrictions on, maybe you could, but there were so many restrictions on every, like, nobody did it.
Huh. That's like insane.
If you could have a vampire, it had to be so many different ways. Yeah, because he's biting necks and stuff. It's like,
What was wrong with the horror comics that they had to make a rule to outlaw?
EC in particular, they were very graphic. It was like Tales from the Crypt and stuff like that, where it's like people being beheaded, blood everywhere. Like legit gore stuff, which is fine for the horror genre.
Yeah.
But they didn't want it in comics on racks where kids would see it and stuff.
Gotcha.
And just real quick, Devil's Due, they've had some titles like G.I. Joe, Hack Slash, Micronauts, Forgotten Realms, Dragonlance, and Voltron over the years.
Oh,
First had Dreadstar, The Badger, which is coming back for some reason, American Flag, Grimjack, Nexus, and Lone Wolf and Cub. So they've had decent books that people have heard of over the years. A lot of them went on to other companies. And our final news story I put on here because Hakeem is here. You want to talk about Game of Thrones finale?
I mean, yeah, we could talk about it.
You didn't see it?
I didn't see it, but I actually just want it to be spoiled because I don't want to watch it. I've said it on 3 episodes now.
You were kind of done? So here's the thing.
But I want to know what happened, that everyone's like, oh my god, what happens? I think I know.
A lot happened in the last episode.
Yeah.
Basically, when you said that you were like, I kind of don't care anymore, the last 4 episodes were amazing.
Were great.
Like,
I mean,
if you didn't watch the rest of the season,
top tier episodes,
and you watched those
entire
last 4 episodes, they were great.
Yeah.
So, spoilers abound in this. A lot of people died, or you think are dead.
Yeah, I mean the biggest one is Jon Snow.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
Stabbed up, Caesar style,
mm-hmm.
by all his brethren, and then Ollie, that little fucker, stabs him at the end,
yeah.
which was the worst because you know he made Ollie his like fucking squire and shit, and was really cool with him, and he fucking stabbed him right in the heart, man, put him down, but. As soon as he got a little bit before he got stabbed up, Melisandre, the Red Priestess,
mm-hmm.
came back to the wall.
Yeah.
And at this point, she's broken because Stannis pretty much failed. So her prophecies weren't really true. But now I think she's looking for the person to bring those prophecies to life, which I think is going to be Jon Snow. Because if you remember, Jon Snow could have hit that and he didn't fucking hit it. Do you remember that, Tim?
I do remember
that. Oh, dude, I was talking about blue balls, man. I was upset.
Did you see that episode? I don't remember. Was that this season?
Yeah, that was this season.
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, dude, it was so hot.
But she can bring people back to life, right?
Yeah, because if you remember the Red Priest, I fucking forget his name. I think it's Thoros or something like that. He brought back Beric Dondarrion, like 5 times. So if you remember correctly, he did that at his lowest point. He didn't really believe in his God as much, and he was really down on the faith. So she's probably feeling real down because she saw all these prophecies, and now I think she's going to revive Jon Snow. And the best part is, the whole Night's Watch oath is once he dies, his watch is ended. So if he gets revived, he's already dead.
Loophole,
bitch! I'm out. fucking bitches again, redheads all the time. It's amazing.
Loophole.
That's
nice.
True.
I have a different theory of what I want to happen.
Ooh, what is it?
My theory is I want them to not destroy the body, just throw it away somewhere, and I want them to come back as a White Walker.
Oh, why would you want that?
Because I want him to rule over everything.
No, that is the... I hate
you for saying that. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. He's a White Walker.
Did you hear the theory about Stannis being alive?
I did hear a theory about Stannis
being alive.
Yeah, that's
super cool. Because they didn't show his death?
Yeah. No character dies off panel, off camera.
Yeah, that one and Cersei's daughter. They didn't show her die, so...
No. You're led to believe that Stannis got his head chopped off by Brienne.
Ugh. She's so gross.
You don't like Brienne?
I hate her, dude. She's so annoying.
I think she's cool.
She's just awesome. She just tries to, like, you know, fulfill all these oaths and fails at everything. She's just a lumbering retard. I mean, that's mean. I shouldn't have said that. That was me. Sorry, the actress who plays Brienne or the character. I don't fucking care, actually. She's a horrible character. She should die.
Wow.
She like ruined the Hound for me. You know what I mean?
Dude, like, I love both of them. I could not see the
Hound losing to Brienne. I'm sorry.
Great. At least someone actually like at least has a moral code in that show. She's just like, you know, because like no one ever does anything except survive. So yeah, you have one character who's like, I'm gonna try to at least be loyal to one person at a time in varying situations, which is as good as you get. That's as close as you get to a good person in that fucking show.
I mean, loyalty gets you killed.
Ned Stark.
Like Ned Stark, you remember Ned Stark? He was just like, oh, I want to be the hero. I'm gonna do all the good things. That doesn't fucking work in real life. And they showed that
it
by beheading him.
It does work in real life.
No,
it doesn't.
It doesn't
work in Game of Thrones because it's not the Middle Ages anymore. It didn't work in the Middle Ages. Not that
all these people who are rich now did not get rich by doing good things the whole time.
That's true, but you can't really just like chop people in half anymore.
Well, not anymore.
You just like screw over some poor people and you're like, ha,
I mean,
ha, ha,
ISIS, you know, kind of does that.
That's
bastards.
True, but you know, like ISIS or like Microsoft, like when
ISIS,
I think power
Bill Gates.
like
same thing, right?
Same thing. Yeah. It's cool. I hate Brienne so much. Least favorite character.
I like that there's somebody who at least tries to do something that could be construed as right.
I feel like her and Stannis are going to go kill Ramsay Bolton together.
I would love that.
Yeah.
I would love that.
I can't wait to watch him die. It's going to be almost as good as Joffrey.
That guy sucks.
Probably.
Yeah. Not as good, but almost there.
Maybe I'll just cherry pick the episodes where the people I hate die.
Yeah.
Dude, and then people can
tell
me.
Great way to do it, yeah.
And I'll just be like, all right, watch this episode, this asshole dies. Watch this episode, this asshole dies. And I'll be like, this show's great. Everything I want.
Nice.
Yeah.
I just want Jon Snow and Melisandre just to be a team. Really badly.
It would be great.
Yeah, I think it'd be awesome.
I could definitely see it happening.
And I would like Lady Stoneheart to pop up, but everybody's starting to give up on that theory. She's probably not coming back.
Wait, who's that?
It's the reincarnation of Ned Stark's wife.
Mm. Yeah, I had heard about that.
Oh, is that in the book?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
basically what happens is Thoros, the Red Priest, who's running around with Beric Dondarrion, they find her floating in the river. And they bring her back to life, and when they bring her back to life, Beric Dondarrion's dead for good. And then she leads them around the countryside hanging Freys, which are the people who...
Walder Frey.
Walder Frey, they did the whole...
The Red Wedding.
Red Wedding killed everybody.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Actually, I might watch the season. Now that it's been spoiled, I feel like the shock...
I mean, there's a lot of good shit.
You should just watch the last four.
Yeah, there's
really
a lot
good.
Of good shit in there.
Maybe I'll do that.
There's some killer battles, like with the White Walkers.
The White Walkers were
awesome. That episode was probably one of my favorite episodes, because I didn't see any of it coming.
Do you remember them saying for five seasons now that winter was coming?
Yeah.
Winter the second or third episode to the end?
Gosh.
It fucking came.
Yes.
It finally came.
And it came hard like a blizzard.
And that one Walker is supposedly a Stark, so...
You think he's Benjen?
Could be.
I don't know, man.
I don't care. I want him to be. I want him to be. I think that's a good dynamic to the...
I think it'd be really cool.
But, yeah, they are awesome. It was just army of snow zombies.
And now we have
it
to wait
until
next summer.
It was, I knew it. I knew I was going to get pulled back
it's
on.
It was
so good.
It was
so
really
good. Amazing.
You know what? Don't watch next season, and we'll tell you which ones to watch. We'll just do it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you just happen to
watch it.
You'll watch it.
Really good,
about?
Though. I was so surprised they finished so strong this year.
They did, and I had no expectations, because I was getting bored with it. I'm not going to lie. I was getting really bored. So, that is that, and that is it for news.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess we'll review some books, and then we'll get the hell out of here.
Yeah. How are we doing on time? We got time?
I don't know, because we stopped and I started over, so I feel like we probably don't have a lot of time. But let's do it anyways, because who cares? I'll make it two parts. I don't give a shit. Right. Zero fucks given.
All right.
Yeah, you don't need
you
to.
You want to start or you want me to start? How many books you got?
I have four books.
What? You better start. I got two. You do two, I'll do one. You do two, I'll do one.
So I read 5 amazing comics last night.
Yes.
And then I read Mrs. Deadpool and the Howling Commandos, number 1.
You told me to put it in your bin.
I joked about thinking it was funny, and then you said, you have to read it for the podcast. And then you put it in my bin and made me buy it.
Yep.
Because I can't not buy a bin book in front of Al, or he'll throw something at me.
He will. He'll absolutely hurt you. Break arms.
So I read it, and it's exactly what you think it is. Here, I'll open it up.
Please don't.
This is Mrs. Deadpool and the Howling Commandos, and the Howling Commandos are just Frankenstein's Monster Squad or whatever the fuck that is.
That's a thing?
Right.
Yeah, they're just, it's the team of, like...
Werewolf by Night.
What?
It's just,
like... living mummy. He's living. There you go.
A living mummy. I guess...
Frankenstein, Man-Thing. What's the last one of it?
Is that a Swamp Thing? Oh, Man-Thing.
It's like Swamp Thing, but he's a Man-Thing.
Right.
Marcus the Minotaur?
Yeah, I don't know what
with
that...
With a symbiote?
Yes.
No idea. That sounds like something they created.
Yeah, it's weird.
Maybe the Minotaur was around before, but now he's got a Venom-looking symbiote.
Yeah, so whatever. It's just like Hollywood's classic monsters and Dracula, okay. Who looks like a World of Warcraft character. I don't know. Is this how they draw Dracula now? He's like got a red suit of armor, and he looks like Elf Lord or something.
Yeah. I don't know if that's like the current Dracula, the son of Dracula. Like, I haven't kept up with all that. But yes, that is how he looks.
Okay, yeah. Well, he looks like a cross between your World of Warcraft guy and, like, an anime villain or a hero.
Sure.
So, yeah.
And he's a clutch purse. That's nice.
Obviously, this book isn't meant to be taken seriously. It's kind of just... I guess it's supposed to be funny, but it's kind of like, you know, when you're a little kid and you're like, Mom, I came up with a joke, and you tell them the joke, and they don't laugh, but they're like, that's cute.
That's this book?
Yeah, that's nice. This book. It's cute.
Beautifully put.
Like,
well, you're going to be so upset when number 2 ends up in there.
There's not going to be any number 2. This
is that really Deadpool's wife?
I guess I better cancel it.
I guess. I don't really know.
Is Deadpool married?
Yes.
He was married.
It just happened, yeah.
To who?
To this chick.
She's some vampire chick.
Okay.
Yeah.
She has abs, so it's cool.
Well, yeah. Yes. Sit like up, you do in comics.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the plot is, it doesn't matter. Let's move on.
That bad, huh?
It's not bad. Like, it's not terrible. Like, it's kind of like you smile a little bit. It's like Deadpool stuff, but...
That bad, huh?
Like, let's be honest. The title says it all. Mrs. Deadpool and the Howling Commandos. Number 1. Buy it or don't. Whatever.
Or don't. It's up to you. What else you got? That was a good review. That was quick. I liked it. Talk about Secret Wars.
Should we talk about Secret Wars?
I mean,
Secret Wars.
Number 3.
Secret Wars is great. It's great. I don't know. I listened to Leander last episode talking about how he was done with Marvel. Mm-hmm. He's really quitting Marvel. He's so mad at Secret Wars.
Yep.
I just don't get it, man. I don't see a problem with the story. I see the story is kind of like, if I had to sum it up, the Marvel Universe ends and is recreated as Game of Thrones.
Right.
Because, let's be honest, the similarities are all there.
Doctor Strange is Peter Baelish.
Yeah, there's 100%. Peter Baelish. There's a wall that there's zombies on the other side of to separate them.
Yep.
There's a bunch of kingdoms with their own rulers.
What happened here?
It's really just that. It's like all the universes ended, and Doctor Doom put everything they could get from all the old universes into one world called Battle World, which is just Game of Thrones world. So it's like the Marvel characters like kind of living that kind of
life.
That's weird. And it's cool because everyone's role is different, you know, everything's different. But the characters, only like Doctor Strange, Doctor Doom, remember the fact that there was a pre-existing world. Which the explanation is a little shaky for why no one remembers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it's just like Doctor Strange explaining. He's just like, well, that was 8 years ago. How well do you remember 8 years ago? It's like, all right, dude. I think I'd fucking remember if two worlds crashed into each other and everything in the universe ended, and then I woke back up on a different planet.
All the worlds came together, there was some swamp gas, and that's what it was. It erased the memories.
That's pretty much. But he didn't even say they erased the memories. Like, if everyone's memories are erased, it would make perfect sense. But he's just like, yeah, most people's memories aren't that good.
What? Swamp gas. That's my guess.
Do I need to find the panel? Please, I just need to find the panel to tell you how ridiculous.
And Leander quit Marvel because of this?
He might. Like, that would be the kind of thing.
Yeah, he's on the verge.
Yeah.
I, overall, am not enjoying Secret Wars, but I'm not, like, I don't know. I feel like it's going to have a good end, and it's I'm more not down for what's likely to happen afterwards.
Okay.
I don't think we needed a goddamn event to lead into this either, but that's neither here nor there.
Kinda you should like okay. So this is Doctor Strange, and some of the heroes escape the destruction of the world. So like Reed Richards and a couple other guys, they escaped from the world destruction, and they're here in the new world. So he said. So he's explaining the deal. Like, they get there, and they're like, all right, this is the deal, man. He's like, you should know that no one remembers the worlds before, only this one. Spider-Man says, how is that possible? He says, it's quite simple, actually. Exactly how well do you remember 8 years ago? Most of it is partial recollections and moment of clarity. At first, as the world was shaped, it took constant effort to synchronize the new history with the old, but now it's much easier. Like, what does that mean?
What?
That's kind of BS.
I don't like that.
You're like, yeah, everyone just forgot.
Sounds like some bullshit. That's a very Peter Baelish move, too, by the way.
Maybe. I mean, if he's lying
he looks
or whatever,
like him, too, doesn't he?
He looks exactly like
him. Yeah, it's creepy.
But you'd think, like, Reed Richards would know. But anyway, besides that, little bit of, like, kind of, like, cornhole explanation there, I think it's cool. The world he creates is pretty diverse. Everyone's, like I said, everyone's character kind of has a different role.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's well written. I think it's interesting. And I think that is it a big event to shake everything up? Yeah. If you're like really married to everything that's going on in the Marvel Universe, then you're going to be like, what's this? But it's kind of got like a 1602 feel to it, you know? It's like a new world where everybody's a little bit different and, the story's well done. You know, you see the characters interact differently.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Mr. Sinister is, like, the king of, like, a barony or something like that. And, like, I don't know. It's cool.
I've read a bunch of them. The only one I really liked was Planet Hulk. And I read Weird World, number one, which was Jason Aaron, who did Thor, that I was really digging. And that was really good, but I'm like, I don't see the payoff here, like, ultimately. It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter to me. So
it might not matter. I'm just kind of along for the ride. And sure. As long as that ride is like well written and I like all the artwork, so fine. Just tell a cool story. You know, I don't read a lot of continuing Marvel titles because they keep resetting and doing this. So I just read something like Hickman. This and I can I just read Hickman. I can take something like this as a, you know, standalone story and not be like, oh, my favorite guys are different. Like I don't care. Just go nuts.
I just stick with you should complain about it when it's over. Like, I don't think I'm going to like it, but I'm not going to say I hate Marvel until I know I hate Marvel. So, there it is. But moving forward, Batman number 41.
A DC comic.
I know. So, I had to read this for the podcast because this is a very topical book. In the last issue, spoilers. Both Joker and Batman die.
Ooh.
They're gone. They kill each other. So you have mech suit Batman,
ooh,
which looks like a giant robot rabbit.
Yeah.
What's up with the ears?
It's like robot rabbit.
Do you know
ears.
Who's in the suit?
Robin?
Do you know who's the new Batman?
Probably one of the Robins.
It's not.
Nightwing.
At first, it's going to sound terrible, which is why I want it.
Jeeves. Jeeves.
It's Alfred Commissioner Alfred. Gordon. And at first, I'm like, how does that work? This book was amazing. Because they, pretty much Gordon himself is like, I can't be Batman, I'm older. And like, every question, he's like, this thing looks like a giant rabbit. Like, everything you could think, Gordon says himself.
Okay.
So the idea is, everybody knows Batman's dead, apparently. And the police force is taking their top recruits, and they're trying to make somebody be a new Batman. But within the confines of the law, where, like, the police are going to tell him, like, you got to go here, and he'll drive there in the friggin' suit, and he's a big mech guy. So they keep taking their top officers, and some of them are really good, but the one, the woman who's holding, doing the program is like, they're not better than you. You should just do it. He's like, I'm older, I'm 46 or whatever he's supposed to be in this version. And he's like, I don't know if I can do it. And it, like, flashes between him, like, I don't know if I can do it, and him actually doing it, because he does end up doing it. And he's fighting this big electric monster, and the thing that was kind of cool was he figures out how to defeat it just because he's always been in Gotham. He knows Gotham like the back of his hand, so he has that advantage, similar to how Batman just has a lot of tech and a lot of knowledge and whatnot, and is a great detective. He just knows Gotham really well. he's able to figure out how to stop the monster. It's actually being controlled like by a virtual reality kind of helmet by somebody else. You think at one point the suit, he's destroyed. And you find out that he actually can come out of this suit, and he has his own... it's black, kind of similar to the Tim Burton Batman. All black suit of Batman in here, just minus the cape. And he goes out of the suit as Batman as well. And he has a gun holstered, because he's that type of Batman. And it shoots these tiny darts that are like little batarangs that can actually electrocute people, okay. Like when it sticks in you.
I bet that didn't work on the monster too well.
No, it wouldn't have worked on the monster. But it's kind of cool. It merges the classic anime mech kind of thing with noir, gritty detective stuff. It actually worked really well. I was ready to tear this apart. But it's Scott Snyder still, and I'm like, there has to be an explanation that's pretty good. I really liked it. I don't think Gordon's going to be Batman that long. But the fact that it's like, hey, everybody knows Batman's dead, this is our version of Batman. You know, it works with the police. Its colors are, you know, to match the police and everything.
Put a siren on him.
Yeah, I love
on
this.
His head.
It looks like he's got...
He has a backpack that's a
he's
siren.
He's got a backpack that looks like a siren.
That's pretty awesome.
Or it's a boat motor. I don't know what that is.
Like it's a slow crime day. He's, like, directing traffic and, like, the bat mech.
Pretty much. So, as weird of an idea as it was, this book was actually very good. I really did like it.
Cool.
So that's that.
It works.
What you got, fool?
All right. Jupiter's Circle, number 3.
That looks nice.
Yeah, Jupiter's Circle is the prequel to Jupiter's Legacy. And it's just not what I want.
Yeah.
Like, you know how much I like Jupiter's Legacy.
I liked it too.
So it sets you up for such an awesome story at the end of the first arc. And, like, you want to know what's going to happen. It's like... Mm-hmm. Basically these superheroes who have been like living underground under tyranny from the old bad superheroes are going to like rise up and like get a revolution started. And then they go to this prequel, which is like the old guard superheroes back in the day, like back in the 50s, 60s, whatever.
Right.
And like going through their adventures, and it's just like, there's a completely different artist. So everything's drawn differently. So I don't even know which characters they're really supposed to be, except for like the two main ones, like the super dad character, and like his wife. Like I know who they are, but everyone else on the team, like I literally can't recognize who they're supposed to be from the first book.
Right.
And I don't know. It was kind of a letdown. I can't say that it's poorly written. It's well written. There's sort of like individual character studies of the older heroes and stuff like that.
Which has to be relevant in the second half of Jupiter's Legacy.
But the thing is, it's kind of like this is kind of to Jupiter's Legacy, like before Watchmen is to Watchmen. Yeah. Like you already know everything you need to know about the characters from the original run. They do flashback scenes. They show you how they got their powers. They show you the interactions and like how they functioned as a team and the tensions and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Like, you get everything you need in Jupiter's Legacy. So they go back through here and they just have, like, oh, let's tell a story about this guy cheating on his wife with a different girl who wants to be a superhero. And let's do a story about this guy dealing with coming out of the closet as a superhero in the 60s. And it's like, that's fine. They're all, like, okay stories. Yeah. It's like, but... It just seems like, well, that's not what I was expecting. I was expecting we were going to move along with what was going on. You had such a good setup with the first arc, and we had to wait like 4 months between issues, so it took a year to come out. And then this comes out, and it's like, okay, sure. Yeah, they're dealing with their fucked up human issues. You know, it just seems a lot like Watchmen already did this.
Right.
You know what I mean? And, like, even the original Watchmen, like, they're just trying to be like, oh, back in the old days, superhero team, and all the struggles they went through. So I would say, maybe when this comes out, read this first, and then read Jupiter's Legacy.
Well, let's see if that holds up at the end of Jupiter's Circle. Because you know, what if it reveals something that's relevant to... Like, what if there's, like, this god item that they gotta get to defeat characters in the second half? What if it
does something like that.
You know, you're big on that. You're big on waiting for the payoff on things, you know?
I mean, I wouldn't recommend it until I know we should probably recommend it, is all I'm saying. I feel differently. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't know. Based on what I've seen.
Thus far, you can read 1, 2, and 3, no problem.
Yeah, I said 3 issues in. I feel like 3 issues is long enough time to make a... I don't know. Yeah, maybe there'll be a reveal at the end, but you don't need an entire story arc to do that. Like, if there's something, you can put it at the beginning of the next one. I don't know. I'm just saying it's not...
We'll let you know.
It's not really what I was looking for.
Gotcha.
So, that's my opinion. All right?
You're entitled.
Deal with it.
You're entitled to it.
Deal with it.
Wow, that one looks cool.
That's cool. Oh, yeah, I'll do this. You do one more, then I'll do this one.
You want to end on that?
Yeah.
You sure? Because I got a doozy here. You ready for it?
Uh-oh.
You ready for it?
Yeah, I'm ready. It's going to be Howard the Duck.
It's not Howard the Duck. It's Captain Canuck.
What the fuck?
Captain Canuck. Number one came out a little bit ago, but I wanted to review it, and 2 just came out this week, which I haven't read yet. But number one, Captain Canuck is an old character from the 70s. He is big in Canada, clearly, but not big here. And he's been around 40 years.
Does he fight with a hockey stick?
He does not fight with a hockey stick, although if given a hockey stick, I'm sure he could mess people up.
Nice.
So, not knowing what to expect from a newer, updated version of Captain Canuck, because the old versions, they're, like all comics, they're a little dated, and they're good for what they are. Not everybody's going to like them.
Yeah.
But you need to update your character. This book was really good.
Really?
Yep. He is a soldier, basically, in this suit, and he has stun guns, and he has a little bit of enhanced strength, and he has shields around him, and he is carted around on a helicopter by a team. It's very, like, he's the soldier,
yeah.
They're like S.H.I.E.L.D. It's very similar to that, but not on such a large scale. And he's going to rescue some workers from, like, a fire around, like, a refinery.
Yeah.
And they all start attacking him, and they look very strange. They look zombified, but it's, like, weird how they look. And through interaction through another character, you find out that there's a character, I think his name was Mr. Gold. He can control gold, so I guess he has a stockpile of gold somewhere. The zombified people actually were crying gold. He was manipulating their bodies to fight him, and his whole goal of this whole giant fire he started was to try to get a control of him with the gold. Like, once it's in your body, it's, like, parasitic, I guess. Very, like, maniacal classic villain, over-the-top villain, yeah. But, like, done, updated, and in a believable way. Because there's another character that is, like, the backer of this group, and he went and he found Mr. Gold at this, like, CEO meeting that he was tricked into going to.
Canuck.
Yeah. You know this was either going to be awesome or terrible.
Yeah.
So and I thought it was really good.
Captain Canuck. Would you say Captain Britain today?
Captain Britain. Yeah,
Captain
America. He looks a little like Captain Britain in his
Are there any other captains that
I'm sure
know?
There are.
Captain Hook.
Yeah.
Captain Planet. Crunch.
Yeah. Captain Planet.
Tons of captains.
The most important captain.
Captain Roll Call. I really like this book. I like the update.
Nice.
If you're Canadian at all, get this book. You'll appreciate it. I thought it was really good. I like the way his costume looks. And if you like the character, make sure you check out Chapter House Comics. You can order it through Diamond. It's somewhere in the back, hidden in the back of Diamond. And I'm the only one who orders it at the store, but I'm going to keep getting it. And it was really good. I really liked it. Something different.
Yeah.
Nice.
Because he's Canadian.
Sure, there might be a sentence or two that's in French I can't read. So what?
All right, I got one more.
Let's do it.
Man, this Southern Bastards, number 9.
Mm-hmm.
This was the best book I read last night.
Nice.
Jason Aaron. Yeah, this might be the best issue so far, I think. Not a whole lot happens. But
that's a weird sentence to follow that other sentence.
Yeah, yeah. it's definitely a character driven book. So what mm-hmm. they've kind of been doing is since the events of the first arc, you know, where you see that Coach Boss is just like a badass like murderer basically,
what?
But he's got this whole town under his like thumb.
Yeah,
because he's like he like owns the. It's like such a shitty like little town, yeah. You know, but he's like,
and he's what, the football coach?
He's the football coach, and he's also like the kingpin Wilson Fisk of this little town.
Right.
Except instead of the whole police force, he has like the police chief, yeah. And he has like three goons that help him out. It's so like low key, yeah. And small, but because the characters are all good, it's like so important. Like everything that happens is important. And so much football happens in the book.
What?
And I don't really care about football, but the football is like the lifeblood of the town. Yeah. So he's the most powerful guy because he's the coach of the high school football team.
Nice.
So they did a whole arc about his backstory, which was really good. And this issue is about the police chief that he has like under his thumb, and like why the police chief like has to like do what he says.
Do you have a picture of the coach in there?
Yeah, this is the coach back in the day. Okay. So this is like the police chief used to be on the football team.
Oh shit.
And then the coach was like, and he's getting all these offers from colleges and stuff like that, and then the coach was like, no, you're not leaving this town, I need you here. So he gets his goons to break his leg so that he can't play college football. And then ever since then, he's just like the sheriff of the town, and he has to look the other way every time, you know, every time.
Does the sheriff want some revenge?
No. The greatest thing about this, the reason why this book is such like a fucking hammer to your soul is like he's just a broken man.
Damn.
Like he doesn't he doesn't stand up for himself, he doesn't do the right thing, he's just like a washed out dude reliving his high school memories. Oh my god, it just crushes my soul. It's so good. It's so like deep and like just dark.
I did like that book. I wish I kept going on it.
Oh yeah, it's just getting better.
And I like that the two trades are both just $9.99.
yeah,
volume 2 came out $9.99. yeah. I was like, that's awesome.
And the other thing is, so the coach kills this dude in the first arc.
Yeah.
It's kind of a spoiler, but it's like, you know, 6 months ago. So he kills a dude, and the whole time you're getting this build up that, oh, this dude's daughter is fighting in Afghanistan, and she's about to come home.
Yeah.
So it's been kind of building up for like 5 issues, like, oh, she's on her way back, she's going to come back, and you're just like, oh, shit's going to go down.
Hell yeah.
But in the meantime, they're like kind of showing you the backstories of all the characters. And while I really like want that to happen, I'm like, oh, I can't wait for the shit to hit the fan when she gets back. It's like they're really just giving you context so that you care about everyone in this like little like podunk southern town, and it's so good. It's so good, especially the last 2 pages of this book. Oh my god,
I hope she comes back and kills everyone.
That's, you know, that's the hope.
Yeah,
but however it goes, it's just so well done. I can't recommend this book enough. I think everyone should read it.
And what was it called again?
Southern Bastards.
Southern Bastards.
Number 9.
Very good.
That's an interesting comic book. There's no
Image.
Superheroes.
Not a one.
I like it.
Yeah. I like you. Sometimes you get into the real stuff. Yeah. That can be some of the best books. It's just like, you know, the kind of stuff that gets turned into HBO series.
And Jupiter Circle, that's all superheroes too?
Jupiter Circle, yeah, they're superheroes.
Yeah.
But they're not... They're,
are they like a team, or is that one? Is Jupiter one superhero?
No, it's a team.
Oh, okay.
Then their origins are shown in Jupiter's Legacy, and then this is their backstories too. But, yeah, so that's... I had a good week of comic reading.
You did. You did well. I was worried. I was like, I better read a second book. I don't know, though. Lou Brings One, it's still not good. I don't know.
Has there been, like, any Image comic book movies? Like, any comics from Image that turned into movies? Or
there
TV shows?
Will be. Jupiter's Legacy will be a movie.
Okay.
Rat Queens will be, I think, an animated show.
It depends. Like, some of this stuff gets...
Lazarus is going to be a show.
Some of this
Outcast stuff
gets optioned. Like,
yeah.
I saw a big list online. It was like, here's all the comic book movies. And it was just like a list of 50 books, but it just meant that a studio had bought the rights.
Yeah.
It didn't necessarily mean that it was going into production.
Right, because it could just end up in hell for years and years and
years. Yeah, so I think that the companies are scrambling to find the next big thing, and a lot of it's coming from comics.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just buying everything.
Yeah.
And people are like, this is getting made into a movie, this is getting made into a movie. But in reality, it just means that some company has the option to make the movie.
The two I could say are definitely Walking Dead is an Image.
Okay.
And Outcast.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. And Outcast, which is also owned by Robert Kirkman, the writer of Walking Dead, is going to be on Cinemax. Okay. They've already started, I think, working on
it. What's Outcast about?
Demonic possession.
Ooh, not watching that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I don't know, demonic possession is kind of scary.
It is. It's the scariest
thing. It's the scariest thing in the world, dude.
That's why I like it. Because those are the only movies that scare me. Even the bad possession movies.
Did you guys see that one possession movie where it's like the chick from, not Amityville Horror, the fuck is that? Bates Motel?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I haven't seen it.
She's with her husband and like the fucking, I don't know. I saw that movie, it scared the shit out of me. And then I went to work the next day, and all day, all I'm thinking about is, oh my goodness, like someone I know could be possessed and shit. So I take two kids.
Insidious?
I think that's it. Insidious. Yeah.
I only saw the first one.
It scared
one,
the fuck out of me, dude. Yeah. I wasn't ready for that. So I was,
because
I was working.
The whole time you're like, this house is haunted. And dude, then they bring in the old woman and everything, and they're like, the house is not haunted.
Yeah.
Your son is haunted.
Yeah, I didn't like
that. Specifically. And we have to figure out how to deal with that. And it was great.
I don't know. So it scared the fuck out of me, dude. Scared the fuck out of me. I'm working with these two kids, a 6 and 7 year old. We're driving home, and the one kid's sitting in the front seat, and he whispers something and looks into the sky. And I'm driving. And I'm like, what the fuck is this, dude? So I ignore it, and I'm like, I just want to get home. We're almost there. I can drop these kids off and just go home. He says something again, and he shakes his fist at the sky, and I'm like, yo, man. I'm like, what are you saying, dude? And he's like, nothing. And then this time I hear him, and he said something along the lines of like, you're stupid, God, and blah blah blah, and like, I'll destroy you. And I'm like, yo, man.
Whoa.
And I'm not a real religious person. I was like, yo, dude, stop talking like that. And he goes, no, why? And I was like, well, what, why are you saying that? And he's like, I don't know, something's making me. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I just want to make it home. I'm like, all right, just chill out, we're almost home. Let's put something on the radio, because no, I don't want to listen to the radio. He goes, you know, the God and devil were brothers. And I was like, I'm like, who told you this? And he's like, I don't know, I just know they were brothers. And then he starts like naming these dates that like the devil was born, all this weird shit. And I was like, yo, just don't talk.
That's what you get going to the library.
Yeah, I was like, dude, just sit there, don't talk. We get back to the and I told his mom and stuff, and she was like, oh, that's weird. And I was like, yeah, it is weird. I just went home. And like every other time I hung out with the kid, that never happened again. But that one time was right after the movie and shit. It was just fucking horrible.
That's amazing.
I was scared shitless, man.
That's so amazing. That's the best story
like,
ever.
Any type, it's like, let me get Hakeem.
Dude, nah, man. Any type of demon shit, not cool with. I get nervous. It's fucking weird. Exorcisms?
That's the best story.
No, it's not, dude.
The story is the best.
I wish you were there for it, dude. You would pee yourself.
I know. That's why I like it.
I was so afraid, man.
I like being scared.
I do, too.
Never happens.
Afterwards, but during the time I'm afraid, I'm like, oh, this sucks, dude.
You got that story out of it, man.
Stomach's like up here and shit, dude.
It's like, why did you pick today to be talking about
it? Was,
this
dude,
shit,
it was right after I watched the movie, too. And I remember watching that movie alone, and I was like, why am I doing this to myself?
That movie was pretty cool.
It was intense, man. I wasn't ready for that.
Yeah, I didn't expect. I just any newer horror movie, I'm like, it's just more of the same.
Anything with demons, I assume it's definitely gonna be scary. So I don't really try to watch those. But I don't know how the fuck. I think I had like good ratings or something online.
It was really
it.
Good. So yeah,
I don't know. I don't like.
I haven't seen the second one. There's a third one out now, I think.
I hate it when my buddies, like, I'll tell them that story, and then they'll be like, well, let me tell you a story about this one person I knew that was possessed. I'm like, dude, I don't want to fucking hear that. That's the last thing I want to hear is about how you knew someone who got chased out of her house by a fucking spirit that lived upstairs. And I'm like, I don't want to hear any of that shit. It's fucking horrible. And then my one friend looks at me and goes, you shouldn't play with stuff like that, Akeem. I'm like, I don't fucking play with it, dude. I don't want to play with it. I don't want you to talk to me about playing with it. It's done.
Shouldn't be sacrificing small animals in the backyard, Akeem.
I can't help it. There's chipmunks, those little bastards, and their cute cheeks.
Ever since they were singing when I was little in that cartoon, I had to kill all the chipmunks.
That's how I feel about little yappy dogs.
Wow. Where's that little yappy dog?
All right.
Well,
right, we did it.
This has been an extra large episode of Capes and Scales. It'll definitely
supersize me.
Yeah, it's definitely two parts for sure. So thank you for sticking with us. Thank you, Hakeem, for coming on.
No problem.
Make sure you check back. Hakeem's podcast will be up here
next time. Let me know prior, because I want to read a comic and talk about it.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll try. Yeah.
Just go get one, have it ready, and
I'm gonna get the weirdest, most obscure comic I can find.
Get the dumbest thing you can find.
Yeah, 99 cents.
That's even better. There you go.
I'm there.
This came out in 1983. I did that once.
It was
terrible. It was
like
awful.
2 weeks ago.
It was horrible. Yeah, it was
months
but
ago.
That's fine. That's fine. Do it, because maybe you'll find some gem that
hopefully
nobody knows about.
Yeah.
Like I said, I've never really
price
read.
Price will skyrocket.
Never read a comic from front to back. Besides the Game of Thrones graphic novels, because I'm really nerdy about that.
That counts.
That does count.
Does it?
Count.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely. And make sure you go see Lou at Jack's Twin Bar.
Birthplace of rock and roll.
One of several thousand birthplaces. Thursday, July 2nd at 7 p.m. It is a 21 and over show because it is at a bar. Keep that in mind. Yep. Don't forget your ID. That would be bad.